The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, it is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I thank you for joining me. I came across this story that this is just a great story. It really is. If you're looking for something encouraging, maybe this is what you need. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Story comes out of China. 5 years ago, a Chinese man was riding his scooter, and if you've ever seen, stories about China, there are just millions and millions of motorcycles and little scooters everywhere. Well, this man's name is Li, L-I, Mr. Li. He was hit while riding his scooter, his motorbike, to work. And he was rushed to the hospital. His doctor, Dr. Wan, told reporters, quote, "When he was taken to the hospital, he was in a vegetative state. He could not respond to anything." His wife, who at the time was 57 years old, this was 5 years ago. His wife recalled, quote, "The doctor told me it was possible that he would be in a persistent vegetative state." But she also said she was not willing to accept the diagnosis and wanted to prove the doctors wrong. So 5 years ago, this Chinese man was in a coma because of a motorcycle scooter accident. His wife was told there's really no hope. He is going to be in a persistent vegetative state. That, again, was 5 years ago. His wife was determined to stay with him, to love him, to care for him. Quote, "Day in, day out, the determined spouse stayed next to Mr. Lee's bed to chat with him, play his favorite songs, and hoping and praying that his condition would improve. The doctor said these things were very helpful to stimulate his nervous system." Quote, "The strong-willed woman slept only 2 to 3 hours a day and looked after Mr. Li in every aspect possible. She lost an enormous amount of weight. The wife said, in order to feed her husband, she had to carefully put food into his mouth and then gently press his tongue to let him know that he could eat." Well, after 5 years of constant care by this dedicated wife, playing music, speaking to him night and day, putting food in his mouth and basically assisting him in eating, of course, soft food, he came out of the coma. Mr. Li has miraculously regained his consciousness. Quote, "The story shows how love can lead someone to provide care. In this case, her care enabled her husband to recover. The case also shows how providing stimulation and care may lead to someone recovering from a head injury." Justin, I don't know that they're Christians. There's nothing in the story that indicates the spiritual condition of the wife or the husband, but I'm looking at a picture of the husband. He obviously still has a long ways to go, but he's alive. He's conscious. He's communicating after 5 years in a coma. And there are just so many lessons to learn from this. The power of love, the importance of dedication in our marriages. You know, sometimes we forget that I would imagine that every one of you, when you were married, said something similar to "until death do us part." You made that vow. You made that promise. In sickness and in health, richer for poorer. Well, this Chinese woman certainly believed that. And it's also a reminder, and Joy and I have learned this through the years, don't ever assume that a person who is unconscious or in a coma or even in a vegetative state, don't assume that they do not know what's going on around them. Don't assume that. I've been in hospitals with a person in a coma, and I have heard people talking around the bed saying terrible things. I mean, not mean things about the person, but there's no hope, and, you know, and later I have read and I have heard over and over again people who have come out of comas, and by the way, not everybody does. Joy and I had a dear friend in Westerville. Her husband was in a car accident on Schrock Road in Columbus. This was years ago. And the husband had no visible injuries at all. You couldn't tell he was injured at all, but he hit his head on the doorpost, and he went into a coma, and he was in that coma for years. And that dear, precious wife was there night and day, just like this wife, and he never woke up. So it doesn't always happen. But you don't give up hope. And you don't assume that they can't hear you. Don't assume that. And what this Chinese doctor said concerning the wife was the importance of stimulation. She talked to him. She communicated. He couldn't talk back. He was in a vegetative state. There was no indication whatsoever that he could hear her. There was no response, but she talked to him, communicated with him, encouraged him, played his favorite music and so forth, constantly stimulating him. And after 5 years, we're living in a time when relationships are throwaway. The least little bit of difficulty, I'm out of here. This is not what I signed up for. That is not the kind of love that will sustain a relationship. When Joy and I do our marriage conferences, by the way, we would love to come to your church and do a marriage conference. We still have some availability. For this winter, it seems like most churches do the marriage conferences, January, February, March. And we still have some dates available. But when we come into a marriage conference, one of the things we emphasize is the different kinds of love. Not all love is equal. And there's only one kind of love that can sustain a relationship through any and all difficult times. It is that agape, Christ-like, God-like love that we promise to each other, but sometimes do not keep. So, what a great story. 5 years, day in, day out, caring, loving, encouraging. And finally, after 5 years, he wakes up from his coma. Great story. And what a challenge to all of us who are married to love with that kind of love, sacrificial love. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I don't think it's any news to you that our young people in America are under attack. And the attack is coming from all different sides. Here is a New York Times story in front of me. It's 8 pages. 8 pages, and they, the New York Times, are singing the praises of a camp in the California mountains. Now, this is near and dear to my heart because that's where my church went to camp every year. That's where I surrendered to preach when I was 12 years old at a camp in the California mountains. I made a lot of decisions at youth camp in the California mountains. So I have a great love for what happens in these youth camps. But this one, well, the New York Times says it's just wonderful. It is Camp Tawonga, T-A-W-O-N-G-A, Camp Tawonga. And from what I can gather, it is run by a Jewish organization. And they are winning the praise and the adoration and the accolades from the mainstream media and the political left because they have deemed their camp all gender, or at least some of the cabins. Again, this is an 8-page New York Times article. Headline, in an all-gender cabin, summer campers don't have to hide. Dateline, Groveland, California. Tucked in the shade of towering ponderosa pine trees, AG6 looked no different than every other cabin at Camp Tawonga, save the transgender pride flag draped between wet towels on the porch railing. The wooden structure was essentially a glorified tent with no electricity or running water, and it was home for about a dozen campers this month. Usually you go to camp for a week. No, this is for an entire month. And this particular cabin or tent or whatever has been deemed an all-gender cabin. Now, I won't bore you with all the details, but it means you have in the same cabin teenagers, boys, girls, lesbian, bisexual, homosexual, transgender, non-binary, all in the same cabin, teenagers. What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, the New York Times thinks it's wonderful. Quote, falling asleep to a symphony of crickets, Jack Carlisle, 13 years old, didn't care that his friends in the nearby bunk beds, including girls and children whose gender identities stretch beyond the binary of male and female. For the first time this summer, Camp Tawongan, a 90-year-old Jewish sleepaway camp nestled in the mountains a few miles west of Yosemite National Park, offered an all-gender cabin option to its campers. So, let's see. And the story gets more and more bizarre because when you get into the whole transgender thing and the non-binary and so forth, you never know who or what you're talking about. Let me illustrate that. Let me skip through a few paragraphs. It says, 2 summers ago, Jonathan and their twin, Sabina. Jonathan and their twin. What is that there? Is that more than one person? Or is Jonathan, is there the preferred pronoun of one? I say this so often. You follow biblical principles, you have clarity. You reject biblical principles, you have nothing but chaos. So just in that one sentence, two summers ago, Jonathan and their twin Sabina were placed together in a girl's cabin. Who or what is this talking about? One person? Two people? There's no way of knowing. Language doesn't mean anything anymore. Two summers ago, Jonathan and their twin Sabina were placed together in a girls' cabin that renamed itself All Gender. But once the twins' mother told them about the All Gender cabin option, the siblings jumped at the opportunity. The girls' cabin was cool, but I wanted to be with people like me, said Jonathan, who has identified as neither male nor female since age 4. Are you kidding me? The parents have allowed this child to be absolutely confused about his, I guess because of Jonathan, his gender. Since he was 4 years old, he doesn't know whether he's a male or a female. And the parents sent him off to a camp and put him in a cabin with boys, girls, lesbians, homosexuals, bisexual, transgender. All of these kids horribly confused about their sexuality, their gender, who they should be attracted to, who they should not be attracted to, not understanding what their boundaries are sexually, all thrown together in a cabin where they can simply do whatever they want to do and be whoever they want to be. Has there ever been a more graphic illustration of complete and total chaos? How can any reasonable person think that this is good for these kids? Quote, along with traditional camp pastimes like talent shows and archery, every cabin participates in programs designed to build self-esteem and challenge misogyny, transphobia, and other prejudices, whether it be in writing love letters to their own bodies or cross-dressing to understand how clothes reinforce socially acceptable gender norms. You don't think it could get any weirder? I'm quoting again. On Shabbat, that's Saturday, this is a Jewish camp. On Shabbat, male counselors sometimes wear dresses in solidarity with gender nonconforming campers. Can I read that again? On Shabbat, the Sabbath, male counselors sometimes wear dresses in solidarity with gender nonconforming campers. And the New York Times thinks this is just wonderful. They're coming after our kids. They are. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.